In the grim logic of the universe, this may be a weakness. Perhaps some race that never bothers to rescue an individual may exploit this human trait to wipe us out. The skinnies have such a trait only slightly, and the bugs don't seem to have it at all. Nobody ever saw a bug come to the aid of another because he was wounded. They cooperate perfectly in fighting, but units are abandoned the instant they are no longer useful. Our behavior is different. How often have you seen a headline like this? Two die attempting rescue of drowning child. If a man gets lost in the mountains, hundreds will search, and often two or three searchers are killed. But the next time somebody gets lost, just as many volunteers turn out. Poor arithmetic, but very human. It runs through all our folklore, all human religions, all our literature. A racial conviction that when one human needs rescue, others should not count the price. Weakness? It might be the unique strength that wins us a galaxy. Weakness or strength, bugs don't have it. There was no prospect of trading fighters for fighters. But in a hive polyarchy, some castes are valuable, or so our psych warfare people hoped. If we could capture brain bugs alive and undamaged, we might be able to trade on good terms. And suppose we captured a queen. What is a queen's trading value? A regiment of troopers? Nobody knew. But battle plan ordered us to capture bug royalty, brains and queens, at any cost, on the gamble that we could trade them for human beings. The third purpose of Operation Royalty was to develop methods. How to go down, how to dig them out, how to win with less than total weapons. Trooper for warrior, we could now defeat them above ground. Ship for ship, our Navy was better. But so far, we had had no luck when we tried to go down their holes. If we failed to exchange prisoners on any terms, then we still had to, A, win the war, B, do so in a way that gave us a fighting chance to rescue our own people, or C, might as well admit it, die trying and lose. Planet P was a field test to determine whether we could learn how to root them out. Briefing was read to every trooper, and he heard it again in his sleep during hypno preparation. So, while we all knew that Operation Royalty was laying the groundwork toward eventual rescue of our mates, we also knew that Planet P held no human prisoners. It had never been raided. So there was no reason to buck for medals and a wild hope of being personally in on a rescue. It was just another bug hunt, but conducted with massive force and new techniques. We were going to peel that planet like an onion, until we knew that every bug had been dug out. The Navy had plastered the islands and that unoccupied part of the continent until they were radioactive glaze. We could tackle bugs with no worries about our rear. The Navy also maintained a ball of yarn patrol in tight orbits around the planet, guarding us, escorting transports, keeping a spy watch on the surface to make sure that bugs did not break out behind us, despite that plastering. Under the battle plan, the orders for Blackie's Blackguards charged us with supporting the prime mission when ordered or as opportunity presented, relieving another company in a captured area, protecting units of other corps in that area, maintaining contact with MI units around us, and smacking down any bugs that showed their ugly heads.